This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. One of three remaining shows until Election Day. Friday, today, Monday, and, of course, D-Day, Election Day. So we'll get in 3 hours today, 3 hours Monday, and Tuesday's normally my two-hour day with Lee Elsie leading off. But we'll do a three-hour day on Tuesday because it is Election Day, and I want to be with you guys the whole time. And I did give up a wonderful trip to Mar-a-Lago with a billionaire to be here with you guys, so I'll take advantage of it. And be here all day on Tuesday and all day on Wednesday. So 3 hour days every day for the next 4 days. Heavy duty action from Wayne Allen Root. Before I get to it, my latest and last commentary before the election, I have to say prayers for Rush Limbaugh. Not a good day today for Rush. He left his show early due to illness. Prayers with Rush and his family. Right before Rush Limbaugh cut short his show today because of apparent illness, a caller asked him if he knew about the New York Times' anticipated drop of another blockbuster story on Sunday to try and destroy Trump again. Rush did not know, but said he expected Democrat dirty tricks. WSB Radio's Eric Erickson filled in for Rush after he left the show. Whatever illness means, when you have cancer and you have things like chemotherapy and radiation, we know that you can get very sick to your stomach, you get very weak. Who knows? But not good. So my commentary's out. It is good. My last commentary before the election, it's going to be syndicated by Creator Syndicate in newspapers around the country. Las Vegas oddsmaker announces final prediction, Trump electoral landslide coming. It's all there. All the cards fell into place. Liberals and the biased and bribed mainstream media are just too blind to see it. It's Trump over Hillary all over again. It's George H.W. Bush overcoming a 17-point deficit versus Michael Dukakis all over again. It's the final days of Ronald Reagan versus Jimmy Carter when all of America broke for Reagan at the same time. At this moment, if you're not blind, deaf, or very dumb, it's clear a majority of American voters, certainly crucial swing voters in battleground states, are breaking big for Trump in the final days. It's all adding up to a Trump electoral landslide. And I'm not just talking about tightening polls or a few polls with Trump actually in the lead or battleground states where Trump is outperforming his own numbers 4 years ago versus Hillary. Much more importantly, I'm talking early voting numbers. Trump is doing extraordinarily well in early voting in states like Florida, Nevada, Iowa, North Carolina, and Arizona. Trump and Republicans are out kicking the coverage. In other words, they're kicking the Democrats' asses. With the physical votes on Election Day still to come, and we all know Republicans rule on Election Day, if Florida is representative of battleground states all over the country, Trump's about to win both a popular vote victory and an electoral landslide. Trump is leading in both Democrat Miami-Dade County and Democrat Palm Beach County. Democrats are panicking both in Florida and all over the country. Trafalgar polling, the most accurate state-by-state poll of 2016, which factors in the shy Trump voter, people afraid to tell a stranger on the phone that they support Trump, shows Trump now taking the lead this week in Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Rasmussen shows Trump's approval rating at 52%, 5 points better than Obama at the same time in 2012, when Obama was heading for a re-election victory. And on Friday, Poll Watch came out with their electoral map. They show a Trump landslide, 312 to 226. In the end, this is all you need to know. Trump is leading in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach counties, Democrat strongholds. That's like winning the lottery. That's like lightning striking twice in the same spot. That's an election miracle. Biden had added a Friday campaign event in Minnesota, another ominous sign for Democrats. A Republican hasn't won Minnesota since 1972. Democrats clearly don't even have Minnesota locked down. If Trump wins Minnesota, then a Reagan-Mondale landslide is forming. All bets are off. Trump could run the table. Now, I'm not a pollster. I'm a gut instinct guy. I'm a Las Vegas oddsmaker turned conservative talk show host. And I just happened to be the media personality who picked the 2016 election exactly right. And has been predicting a Trump electoral landslide for months in the face of poll after poll showing double-digit leads for Joe Biden. Here's what I know, and here's what my gut instinct says. Nothing else matters like the poll question, are you better off than 4 years ago? Voters just answered 56% yes. That's the highest in modern history. Reagan scored 44% and he won a 49-state landslide. Trump scores 56%. Even more importantly, who exactly are they better off then? It was Obama-Biden 4 years ago. Common sense says they're not voting for the guy who made them feel worse, Biden, over the guy who made them feel better, Trump. Number two, I know Florida's the key. If Trump wins Florida, he's in the driver's seat, and based on early voting numbers, Florida appears to not be just a Trump win, but a smashing win. Number three, next in importance comes Pennsylvania. What's been happening in Pennsylvania lately? If you haven't noticed, deep blue Democrat-controlled Philadelphia is on fire. Rioting, looting, burning, injured cops. I guarantee you the rest of Pennsylvania's voters have noticed. This will push Trump over the edge in Pennsylvania. Democrats have clearly destroyed Philadelphia. Why would any sane Pennsylvania voter want them to do the same thing to the entire country? Number four, there's Hunter Biden's poisonous laptop. The media and social media conspired to black out any news at all. It didn't matter. The story got out. Did it change millions of votes? Nope. It merely changed a few key swing votes in battleground states. That's all Trump needed. And finally, I come to the infamous kill shot. The coup de grace. Just as I predicted weeks ago, the third quarter GDP was released on Friday. It showed 33.1% economic growth, the highest in America's history. It was double the highest GDP in history before this. This is proof of the Trump economic miracle and proof Trump has handled COVID-19 in an extraordinary way. He kept us alive and, more importantly, employed. He kept our economy alive to fight another day. He kept our businesses open. We have hope. We have opportunity. We have a future. Bravo, President Trump. Who'd be dumb enough to vote against that record? Who'd be dumb enough to vote against the greatest economic growth in history, 33.1% economic growth? My answer is no one, except a few dumb Democrats. Game, set, match, checkmate. Trump will win a smashing electoral landslide on Tuesday. And I didn't put this in. That ended my column. But here's my real end. If and when it happens, I'm the only guy in America who's predicted against the odds twice. I'm the only guy who predicted in 16. I'll be the only guy who predicts it today. Against all these 10-point polls. Matter of fact, my buddy, Billy, I won't say his last name, but one of the most important Democrat politicians in the state of Illinois, and he happens to be my friend, and he just texted me and said, so, what's your final prediction? I said, Trump electoral landslide. And he answered back and said, are you out of your mind? He said, one thing I know, that's not going to happen. They just don't get it. They're blind. They're totally, completely brainwashed. They only see CNN and MSNBC. They only see lying polls. They only see fake news. They have no idea what's really happening in middle America. Not a clue. And no sooner I say that, here's a few news stories that back it up. First of all, breaking news, current Electoral College prediction shows President Trump beating Sleepy Joe Biden by more than Crooked Hillary. 312-226. This is a poll by Poll Watch that I talked about in my commentary, and it shows the whole country, and pretty much the whole country is red, with a few states outstanding that could go either way. Arizona, New Mexico, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and North Carolina. Other than that, the whole nation is red and a couple of blue with California and New York. But outside of that, it's all Trump, baby. And then Michael Moore says, don't believe the polls. He is another guy. I was one of the only conservatives in America who picked Trump to win in 16, but he's a liberal who picked Trump to win in 16. We both did it on Bill Maher's show. Michael Moore again says, don't believe the polls. He correctly called Trump's win in 16, and he's warning Democrats not to believe the polls, suggesting Biden has a giant lead. In fact, it may be within the margin of error. I want to remind people the poll back in July said that at that point, Biden was ahead in Michigan by 16 points. Trump has cut that in half. No, he hasn't. Trafalgar says he's ahead in Michigan. See, you believe the dumb lying polls and show him down by 8 instead of 16. But at least he says Trump is tight in virtually every one of these swing states. He told The Hill what I've been saying for months, namely that many Trump supporters are unwilling to tell pollsters their true political affiliation. Pollsters, when they actually call a real Trump voter, the Trump voter is very suspicious of the deep state calling them and asking them who they're voting for. It is not an accurate count, says Michael Moore. I think the safe thing to do, whatever they're saying the Biden lead is, cut it in half, and now you're within the four-point margin of error. That's how close this is. He also noted Trump's been strategically campaigning in 2016 Hillary territory in Michigan. 10 days ago, he says, Michael Moore, when Trump had the big rally in Muskegon, Michigan, Muskegon County, over on the west side of the state on Lake Michigan, only two counties voted for Hillary on the west side of Michigan in 16. Muskegon County is one of them. Trump chose not to go to Trump County because he won the state. He went to Hillary County and had thousands of people there. Moore's concerns are not unfounded. As the Hill notes, while most pollsters show Biden with a sturdy and stable lead over Trump, a handful of contrarian pollsters believe Trump's support is underrepresentative and that election analysts could be headed for another embarrassing miss on Election Day. And then they quote the Trafalgar Group, the only nonpartisan outlet in 16 to find Trump leading in Michigan and Pennsylvania on Election Day, shows Trump with small leads in both states, which would be keys to another Trump win in Electoral College. Nearly every other pollster shows Biden with a comfortable lead in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Trafalgar's Robert Cahaley says there's a hidden Trump vote that's not being counted for in polls that show Biden on a glide path to the White House. They don't know what they're doing anymore. Trafalgar's joined by a handful of other contrarian pollsters such as Jim Lee of Susquehanna Polling Research, which finds Biden and Trump tied in Wisconsin. In Florida, Susquehanna shows Trump leading Biden by 4 points. I'm telling you, I'm going to be right. New poll shows Trump jumps to a 2-point lead in North Carolina and within 1 point in Nevada. And this isn't Trafalgar. This is a SurveyMonkey poll of Nevada voters. And Biden's up 50 to 49. 50 to 49. In North Carolina, Trump's up 48-46. This could be turning into a rout. A few things fall the right way in the last 4 days. Trump wins in a gigantic electoral landslide, just as I told you from day one. Chips falling into place.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical
medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. This message is from the Washoe County Republican Party. Even though this is my nationally syndicated radio show, they bought a national ad campaign so they could reach everyone in Las Vegas, everyone in the state of Nevada, everyone in Washoe County, and they want the whole world to know Washoe County GOP is on the ball. And they're fighting for Trump, fighting for all the candidates up and down the ticket. They want you to understand that the top of the fight card is the presidential election, but the races that most directly affect their lives are the undercard, what they call the down ballot elections. And if you don't think who we send to Carson City doesn't directly affect us, and if you're not in Nevada, you wouldn't know that Carson City is the capital of the state of Nevada. If you don't think who we send to Carson City doesn't directly affect us, consider the last legislative session. We had only one Republican vote away from massive increased taxes, making us like the new California. One Republican protected us. We have got to take our legislature back. And we've got to elect people up and down the ticket, well below Trump, all the way to the bottom, who think just like Trump, who fight for the people, who don't fight for the Washington establishment or the Nevada establishment, the D.C. swamp or the Vegas swamp or the Clark County swamp or the Washoe swamp or the Carson City swamp. Trump says he doesn't play for the Washington establishment. He's not a politician. He was elected to fight for us. And what we could do for him is to vote up and down the ballot for people who will back President Trump and act like President Trump and model President Trump. Get out and vote for Republicans who will do what the President Trump said he would do, and he fulfilled his promises. Let's get some more people in there who will do the same thing. This message paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party, and I gladly accepted their national ad buy. I'll tell you why. Because it isn't about Washoe. That's what every county GOP in America should say. That's what everyone should say. Up and down the ticket, vote straight Republican and get good people in there, because Democrats are bad and a lot of them are evil. And these judges are evil. Make sure you know the right conservative candidates to vote for judge, or you're letting the wrong people get in office. People who want to ruin everything we want. Everything Trump does is a new judge standing in the way. A fantastic new headline. Polls find Trump leading Biden in four battleground states. A new round of polls from Trafalgar Group, and this is today, Friday, October 30th, has President Trump leading Biden in Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Michigan. He's going to win re-election if he wins those four. It's over. You win Florida, and they're not even judging Ohio anymore. He's got Ohio. If he gets Florida and Ohio, all he needs is one more. Pennsylvania, he's got it. If he gets Pennsylvania and Michigan, he's got it. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina, he's got it. In a landslide. And the two candidates are in an incredibly tight race in Wisconsin. And this Trafalgar is the most accurate pollster of the 2016 election, who warns about a hidden Trump vote not accounted for in other polls. I told you. I tell you this all the time. And by the way, all the athletes are conservative. They always have been. Brett Favre endorses Trump. Isn't that great? Brett Favre endorses Trump. My vote is for what makes this country great. Football legend Brett Favre endorsed Trump's re-election Friday morning, saying his vote this year is to preserve the First and Second Amendments. My vote is for what makes this country great. Freedom of speech and religion, Second Amendment, hard work and taxpaying citizens, police and military, said the three-time NFL MVP and Super Bowl champion and Hall of Famer to nearly 340,000 Twitter followers. In this election, we have freedom of choice. For me and these principles, my vote is for Donald Trump. And then Bobby Orr, the great hockey player, just endorsed President Trump. Let's see, I've got that here from Chris O'Sullivan, my trusty board op. Here it is. Got it. Bobby Orr has endorsed President Trump just days ahead of Tuesday's presidential election. Hockey Hall of Famer, Boston Bruins icon, took out a full-page ad in Friday's New Hampshire Union Leader, asking readers to join him and his wife, Peggy, to support Trump for re-election. When I look at America during these turbulent times, I keep trying to separate style from substance, fact from fiction. This much I know. Our current president has had to operate under extremely difficult conditions. No leader anywhere signed up with the idea that dealing with a worldwide pandemic would be part of their mandate. The attacks on our president have been unrelenting. Despite that, President Trump has delivered for all the American people, regardless of race, gender, or station in life. That's the kind of teammate I want. Perhaps you don't like his tweets or how he does things. That's your right. But remember, this isn't a personality contest. It's about policies and the people those policies assist. I never have done anything like this before, but I'm greatly concerned for the country in which I raised my family. I want my grandchildren to know the America I know, a place of patriotism and opportunity. If you're undecided at this point, your vote for President Trump would help keep America moving forward in the years ahead. Join me and my wife in supporting President Donald Trump. Bobby Orr.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is continuing to hammer President Trump over the federal response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota, the Democratic nominee accused President Trump of waving the white flag and surrendering to the virus. The vice president also reminding us,
Dr. Fauci called last week for a mask mandate. This isn't a political statement. It's patriotic duty, for God's sake. But still, Donald Trump refuses to listen to science.
The former vice president also calling out some hecklers at that event in Minnesota.
This isn't a political statement like those ugly folks over there beeping the horns.
Some Trump supporters giving Biden a little bit of grief. And a rough day on Wall Street to close out the week. The Dow losing 157 points to close at 26,501. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered USA Radio. Can you imagine just a half hour left today, 3 hours on Monday and 3 hours on Tuesday? We're less than 6.5 hours away from the end of this election season. Wow. We've been talking about this day and night for months and months and months and months and years and years and years. Almost as the day Trump was elected, we've been talking about his reelection. And it's finally going to be over on Tuesday night. Let's hope. If I had a guess, if I had to give you a gut instinct, I already told you what I think. I think Trump's going to win. I think it's going to be an easy electoral victory. And I think there's a chance it's going to be a monstrous electoral victory. And bigger than Hillary Clinton, than he beat Hillary in, which was a pretty big electoral victory, but bigger than that. But even if it's not, it's a win. But I also think it's going to take a month to officially be a win. I'm willing to bet you Democrats will sue and sue and sue. Even though Trump has won and it's clear he's won, he won't officially be declared the winner for at least a month. Maybe even more than that. Maybe we'll go into January. Because they're going to just tie up the courts with lawsuits. Thank God we've got Amy Coney Barrett. Thank God we got a 6-3 lead in the Supreme Court. That'll make all the difference in the world. And that's the end of the Democrats and Trump's reelected. And I believe we will increase our lead in the Senate. It looks increasingly likely. All the nonsense about a blue wave was a lie. We're going to increase our lead in the Senate. We're certainly going to hold it, but we may pick up one or two extra seats, and we probably won't win the House. I mean, I've seen nothing anywhere, no matter how enthusiastic, no matter how they study the shy voters, I've seen nothing that indicates we win the House, but we'll probably pick up 3 to 5 seats in the House. So Nancy Pelosi will have a very tiny House lead. We will have the Senate probably 54 to 46 or something like that. And we'll have the presidency and we'll have the Supreme Court. There's nothing they could do to pack the courts. There's nothing they could do to add new states. There's nothing they could do to, what was the other thing they were looking to do? I can't even remember anymore. Pack the courts and add two new states to the United States. They have more senators, more congressmen. And there was something else they were looking to do too. Get rid of the Second Amendment. That's not going to happen. Get rid of talk radio. Not going to happen. Well, I know. D.C. and Puerto Rico, 2 states, I said. But there was something else, too. I'm leaving something out. Another crazy idea they've got. Sponsor of this segment, by the way, is Gamers for Trump. It happens tomorrow, so this will be my last promotion of this. Gamers for Trump. Trick or Trump Fortnite tournament hosted by conservative rap artist Bryson Gray. It's a national online Fortnite tournament, which will take place on Halloween tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. All Gamers for Trump need to register at gamersfortrump.com. Gamersfortrump.com. That's gamersfortrump.com. It'll be a squad tournament with teams of 4. First place team will win $1,600 in cash. Second place, $800. Third place, $400. Costs nothing to enter. So you can only win. You can't lose. If you want to watch the tournament streaming live this Saturday, go to gamersfortrump.com. That's gamersfortrump.com. And you'll find a link to Bryson Gray's Twitch channel. It's free to register, free to play. Go to gamersfortrump.com to register and to watch the tournament live. Gamers, show your support for President Trump. Register now at gamersfortrump.com. Let's take JD on line one. We got a caller. We'll take more calls for the rest of the show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Your thoughts on the election? Open lines the rest of the show, 833-927-8255. J.D., what's in your mind?
I think you want the Electoral College. That's what they were thinking of, to eliminate.
Oh, that must be what it is. There you go. Okay, good. That's it.
Yeah. All right. You said you never heard of Dallas. It's an upscale community in Luzerne County, right outside of Wilkes-Barre. That is the county that, if you remember, I called you about 2 o'clock in the morning and said that the AP has now said that Luzerne County, by 26,000 votes, went for Trump. Even though the networks wouldn't announce it, the AP did, and that 20 votes gave him the presidency. So Luzerne County, even by Chuck Todd of NBC, is one of the most important counties in the nation. I wish that he would have went to Wilkes-Barre to have a rally there. I know he's been close by up in Moosic, which is right near there. It's only 18 miles south of Scranton. Dallas is an upscale farming community with $500,000 homes that, if they were here in Summerlin, would be $1 million homes. It is a beautiful part of Pennsylvania with very, very smart, common sense people. So Luzerne County is the key, I think, again, in Pennsylvania, and that's why Joe Biden was there mumbling.
All right, got it. Thank you, JD. Appreciate the update. Appreciate the geographic update on what's going on in Dallas. Not Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Pennsylvania. By the way, speaking of Pennsylvania, thousands of ballots in Pennsylvania may be missing. Thousands of voters in Butler County, Pennsylvania, said they've never received their ballots. Guess what, people? You shouldn't be voting through the mail anyway. You should be voting in person. I think every Republican and conservative that possibly can will be voting in person, like my great friend Hollis Barnhart's mom, Neva Barnhart, 93 years old yesterday, and she's going to vote. She voted in person the other day. Why would any Republican vote through the mail? It just doesn't work anymore. You can't trust it. Do not do it. Do not trust it. I hope what that means is those are mostly Democrat ballots that are missing. Other news, Twitter capitulates and reinstates the New York Post after a 16-day suspension. They have not reinstated Wayne Allyn. I've gotten so many emails from all of you saying, Wayne, you haven't posted on Twitter in a week. Well, a good reason for that. I was suspended for 7 days. It's up tomorrow. Actually, let's see. Hold on a second. Let me go to Twitter. And let's see. I believe I'm about 24 hours away from being suspension. And so let's see what happens if I try and tweet. And it says, you've been temporarily limited some of your account features 1 day and 4 hours. So I'm able to tweet again tomorrow at around 10 o'clock at night. I get out of Twitter prison. And I'm able to tweet the rest of the weekend and Monday and Tuesday heading into the election. Assuming I don't say anything else, because now I'll be on their watch list, of course. Anything else that offends Twitter. You know, something like the fact that Hunter Biden is in porn videos and Hunter Biden is screwing underage girls and Hunter Biden is smoking crack cocaine and that Joe Biden has all kinds of emails on the laptop that prove he's a criminal. You know, things like that. I want to read what this says. Why Victor Davis Hanson thinks Trump will win. I really respect Victor David Hanson. He's been on the show before. He's a brilliant guy. He's a senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, awarded the National Humanities Medal by George W. Bush, author of more than 20 books on classics, military history, and more. And I want to hear what he has to say. Let's see if he agrees with some of my stuff. He did this interview, and they asked him, how do you see the race now? Who will win? I think Trump will win the Electoral College. I'm not sure about the popular votes. I agree. But the more our experts and pundits reassert that 2016 can't happen again, the more it seems like it is happening again. The other polls, Democracy Institute, Trafalgar poll, Zogby poll, Rasmussen poll, have them very close, if not deadlocked, the national level. And then in the swing states, deadlocked or slightly ahead. And yet, we were told in 2016 these were not credible polls. They turned out to be almost prescient in their accuracy. Is that the right word? Prescient? Prescient? In their accuracy. So there you have it. And then what we're not supposed to do is rely on anecdotal evidence, but when you drive around communities in America, the enthusiasm is all on one side. It's all Trump. There's Trump signs, Trump motorcades, huge Trump rallies. Because the data doesn't seem logical, people don't believe it. By that I mean African Americans might not vote just 8%, but maybe 12 or 13% for Trump. Hispanics may not vote 31%, but 35 or 36%. College students. In swing states at these huge public universities, the biggest in the world, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Miami, they're not in session because of a lockdown. Students are not going to walk to the polls after being registered on campus with the herd mentality and rah-rah exhortation that is normal. They are home in their basement or with their parents scattered all over. And I don't think they're going to vote in the same numbers they usually do. By the way, he doesn't even realize in Nevada the unions are crushed. You know, the culinary union lost half their members because of COVID. They're all afraid of COVID. They got laid off. Many of them went back to their home states or they went back to Mexico. So I agree 100%. 100%. The Midwest is going to be the key. Midwest is going to take it home for Trump. Victor Davis Hanson agrees with Wayne Root on the money. Here's an article about a dark chapter. Hunter Biden recorded a video of himself and a hooker watching a perverted porn scene filmed in a church. The Biden family wants America to believe that the typical hardworking American family, nothing could be further from the truth. Bag man and chronic sex and porn addict and drug addict Hunter Biden is demented, perverted, and abuser, and the Bidens are working hard to cover this up. Joe Biden said his son Hunter has done nothing but good things his whole life. Meanwhile, additional information uncovered from a laptop Hunter left with a computer repair shop shows a different story. On Monday, text messages were uncovered indicating VP Biden and his wife colluded to suppress Hunter's actions with a certain minor. On Tuesday, we uncovered information showing how Hunter put his family at risk for Russian blackmail after participating in seedy actions. It was an orgy in West Hollywood with at least one Russian woman and other Russians present. This is likely not the only time the family is put in a precarious situation by Hunter. On Wednesday, we reported Hunter took pictures exposing himself in the presence of a minor. On Thursday, we reported Hunter was accused of walking around naked, watching porn, masturbating, and doing drugs in front of a minor. Yesterday, we uncovered Hunter Biden was not only involved in depraved activities, he filmed them and took pictures of these events. There's evidence that Hunter published and promoted these activities at the porn website Pornhub, which included activities with a family member. Today, we've uncovered a video on Hunter's laptop. The video begins with Hunter attempting to obtain a ride from the escort service he contacted to come to where Hunter's staying. Once the woman arrives, he and the woman begin to chat and discuss various items involving sex. During this time, he discusses a sex video of a young woman on the internet while sharing a picture of the minor he knows. Next, they continue the discussion while they watch a video of a woman with a clergy in a church having sex. And then there's a snapshot from the video below. Then they watched a rape scene while continuing the discussion. All right, Joe and Hunter, very strange people. What else can I say? Trump's going to win.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano-silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, as soon as this segment's over, I'm getting in a suit and rushing to a synagogue. It's actually inside a church, but it's a Shabbat service, Friday night Jewish Shabbat service at a Jewish congregation. And we're going to have an event at 7570 Peaceway, P-A-C-E. And Jews and Christians are both welcome, encouraged. They want Christians to come to hear a Wayne Root speech. Why I'm a Jew for Trump. Why I'm for Trump, period. My buddy Dave, who listens to every hour of the show, we love you, Dave, says Trump is going to Avoca, Pennsylvania, if I'm pronouncing that right, Avoca, in Luzerne County on Monday. I was just listening to your caller, that was J.D., saying he wished Trump would have come to Luzerne County, but he is. He's coming on Monday to Luzerne County in Pennsylvania. Trump is a genius. He picks all the perfect places where he can win the election. The perfect places in Pennsylvania and Minnesota. These are all things that are hanging on the edge. Let me take this moment to mention my new War Raw podcast, because if you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, for Wayne Allyn Root Raw. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's everywhere. War Raw. So got that out of the way. That was week number 3. First time we're promoting it, though. Hopefully all of you will check it out. It's about anywhere between 35 and 40 minutes long. And it's kind of, just all the best stories of the week that I hand choose. First of all, I want to one of the things I want to end this segment and this show with and this week with is prayers for Rush Limbaugh. He left his show early today due to illness. Can you imagine, right in the middle of the show, he left due to illness. This poor man has given so much for the conservative cause and the capitalist cause and America. And he loves this country, and he loves conservatives, and he loves President Trump. And he's dying. There's no other way to put it. He's got terminal lung cancer, and he's done. And there's really no way out, and he knows that. He's announced it on the air, and he got sick today during the show. We love you, Rush. I've always loved you. I think you're the greatest. You are the king of conservative talk radio. You were the first. You're the best. Nobody could ever beat Rush. No one could ever duplicate Rush. Say your prayers for Rush Limbaugh tonight. I know he's going to heaven. And then, kind of the opposite of that is the evil of Don Lemon at CNN. He says Trump supporters are like drug addicts. He has to get rid of friends because of their support for Trump, particularly on the issue of not living in fear of COVID. I have many people I love in my life. I come from a red state, and I've lived in red states. And there are lots of friends who I had to get rid of because they're so nonsensical when it comes to this issue. They're blinded by it. Really, I've lived my life. I go out to eat every night. I don't need a mask. You're out of your mind. How much does CNN's Don Lemon hate Trump supporters? He equated them to addicts he had to get out of his life. I had to rid people from my life because sometimes you have to let them go. I think you have to hit rock bottom like an addict. You just haven't learned from Hillary's deplorable comments. You haven't learned a damn thing. Another big news story. Twitter stock crashes 20% as user growth fizzles. You wonder why? You suspended Wayne Root? Your growth fizzles because everyone's going to Parler, you idiots. Nobody wants to be at a site where they censor what you say, you morons. Twitter reported a net gain of 1 million daily active users for Q3, the slowest growth of the platform in 3 years. And so everything is flat or going down, and that's simply because you've turned off all the conservatives. I keep saying, why would you ever turn off half your customers? You've got to be an idiot. I've said that about Apple Computer. I've said that about lots of companies. Don't you think conservatives use Apple? I do. I've said that about NBA athletes and NFL athletes. Don't you think conservatives are in your fans? Shut up. And don't say offensive things. And don't kneel for the national anthem. And don't suspend conservatives for free speech, you idiot. Twitter and Facebook have killed themselves. Other important stories before we go. University of Wisconsin-Madison. Student government votes to remove racist Abraham Lincoln statue. Did I miss something? Did I miss American history? Isn't Lincoln the greatest president in the world for black people? Didn't he free black slaves? You hate Lincoln? You people are so dumb you couldn't spell... You know, you could spell cop if I spotted you the C and the O. And speaking of that, two New Orleans police officers ambushed literally in the last few minutes in the French Quarter. One shot in the face. This is what's going on all across America. Vote Trump like your life depends on it. Vote Trump if you don't want to defund the police and disband the police. Vote Trump if you want to spend more on police. If you want to spend more to get high-quality cops. If cops are allowed to defend themselves, vote Trump. If you hate the communist message of Black Lives Matter, and they hate cops, vote Trump. If you love 33.1% GDP growth in the last quarter and more to come, vote Trump. If you can't stand rioting and looting, if you don't think people should get a new free plasma screen TV set because a black guy got shot, vote Trump. A lot of reasons to vote Trump on Tuesday. Do it. Wayne Alaroot, see you on Monday. God bless you.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.